U-T-A?
It's like M-E.
U-E?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Let's start with the obligatory... The obligatory ASMR. Bubbly opening the can. Okay, now that we've done that, it's the strawberry one. It's magnificent. Yeah, it's magnificent. How are you feeling today, baby?
I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome back to the interweb. This is Jessica, and I have Mr.
Malik Mays. How are y'all doing tonight?
Baby, you just don't look like you're okay. You look like a tomato.
I am a tomato.
And you are a tomato?
Yes. I identify as a tomato.
Well, I identify as a potato.
Well, you know what? I don't identify as a tomato. I identify as an Apache helicopter.
I don't know what you mean by that, but we're going to go on. Do you want to tell them what we're talking about today?
We are going to talk about Slenderman.
Slenderman? Just Slenderman?
Yeah.
Just Slenderman. Okay, cool.
We're talking about Slenderman, guys.
Slenderman.
Slenderman.
All right. Okay, guys. So our story begins in Waukesha, Wisconsin. On May 31st, 2014. Now, I do want to go back a tiny bit just so you guys can kind of get to know the characters in today's story. I'm going to start off with the victim dash survivor. Her name is Peyton Leitner. She was only 12 years old at the time of the event. Her best friends were Morgan and Anissa. Well, Morgan was more her best friend, and Anissa was more like Morgan's best friend. Anissa really did not know Peyton that much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Awesome. So now that we have the three characters that are the most important in today's story, I'm going to go ahead and start by letting you guys know what my knowledge was of the case before I went into it. So I knew that it was on that it happened on May 31st, 2014, and I knew that the victim was Peyton Leitner. Now, I also knew that the stabber in this case was Morgan, but I did not know if Morgan was the one that like started all of this or if Anissa was the instigator. That is one of the questions that I had. Is there any questions that you had?
No.
No? So you just want to listen to the stories and see what's what later on?
No. I want to listen to the story and see what's going on.
See what's what?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. So, yeah, that was kind of my knowledge of the story. And we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to go ahead and get started. So, Slenderman is described as a tall man in a black suit that is faceless with six tentacles that are so strong it could kill an entire family in literally less than 3 seconds.
Well, whoever took that squid out of the ocean, he needs to go back.
Right, exactly, because we don't need him here. But yeah, so that's what's going on. I do know that he is not real. Contrary to popular belief, he is not real. He is a figment of somebody's imagination. In fact, he was a Photoshop contest picture. A picture for a Photoshop contest.
I read about that.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with that. And, yeah. Let's kind of move on. I want to talk a little bit more about Bella, also known as Peyton. Mm-hmm. That is her middle name. And since I love Bella, and you know why I love Bella, I'm going to go with Bella. So I'm going to go with Bella because I really like that name. But I had a fight with myself earlier today wondering if I should call her Bella because her family does call her Bella, but the suspects also call her Bella. So I wasn't sure if that would have been like a disrespectful thing to do. So if you want to weigh in on this before we continue.
If everybody else calls her Bella.
Call her Bella? Cool beans. Alrighty. So there is a video out there of Bella where she's doing the ice bucket challenge for the, I think
ALS.
Yes. And oh my God, she was like 10 years old when this happened. And for a 10-year-old to literally want to have like a full bucket of iced cold ass water thrown on her just shows entirely how wholesome she is.
I did it.
I would not have done it.
I did it because I wanted to show my support for the people who have ALS. But I did not like the instantaneous freezing temperature.
I feel that. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, that instantaneous freezing temperature, as you called it, is why I could not do it. Maybe I'm just chicken. Did I say it wrong? Maybe.
You probably did.
I don't English very well.
No, you don't.
But apparently a grammar pretty well sometimes. Sometimes. Anyways, continuing on. So she is this wonderful young lady. Right now she's in college. She's going to college for psychology.
Of course.
I mean, with something as terrific as... Sorry. Terrifying as this happening to her, I can see why she would want to go to college for psychology. Now... Obviously, things after the attack changed her a lot. She went from this trusting, bubbly human to a very reserved and just... She kind of lacked that trust that she used to have for people. And, like, who would blame her? Who would blame her?
I don't.
Exactly. I don't either because... Now, we're going to introduce Morgan into this. Morgan and Peyton knew each other since about kindergarten, but they did not become best friends until the fourth grade. And the only reason they became best friends is because Peyton saw her by herself. And the only thing she could think of was, oh my God, she's all alone. Like, I want to befriend her. I don't want her to be alone. So they were friends. They did sleepovers together. They did ice cream dates. They went to the skating rink a lot. Like, they just did everything together. And it was all fine and dandy until 2013, Anissa Wire came into the picture. This was the beginning of the sixth grade. And she was a little bit more of an eccentric type of person. Kind of like Morgan.
So she was in the sixth grade when we were... She was the same age as us when all of this happened?
No, because we were graduating in 2014. They were sixth graders in 2013.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they were sixth graders. These were all 12-year-olds. Now, Morgan was less empathetic for the peeps, you could say. Like, she really didn't feel sympathy for people. She wasn't really one of those that gave a crap about what other people had to say. And I think that was kind of the aura that Anissa really liked about her, because she was like, well, I mean, I'm weird, but I don't give a shit. Like, that's not my, like, if you feel some weird way about it, that's not on me, that's on you. Like, you're the one that's choosing to feel that way. And so Anissa really was drawn to that, like, sort of odd confidence. And these girls both really liked things called creepypastas, and I'm pretty sure we've all heard about them.
Yes, my favorite one is the Russian sleep experiment.
And that's my least favorite. And he knows why. I'm just a scaredy cat.
I don't understand why you love all of these other scary... You love scary movies.
I love scary movies.
You can't take listening to the Russian sleep experiment.
See, if there's no pictures along with the Russian sleep experiment, I am perfectly fine. But for the most part, they always have pictures involved and they're creepy AF.
That sounds like a personal problem to me.
All right. Well, maybe it is.
It is. Does that sound like a personal problem to you guys? Let us know.
Let us know. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. You know, it's almost Christmas.
Well, here we go with Christmas music again.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Slutmas. Hoes everywhere we go. Ow, he just hit me in the pillow. He just hit me with the pillows. We really need to get going back. I'm so sorry on the tension, guys. Shush. Morgan's mom said that she was a good kid, that she loved to play the piano, and that she was super shy, and that anytime that Morgan would catch them recording her, like, playing the piano, she would, like, immediately stop playing because she was that self-conscious. But at the same time, she didn't give a shit about anybody else's, like, thoughts. Like, she cared about what her mom thought, and she was pretty shy, but she didn't give a shit about what anybody else thought about her. Which, in my point of view, that's pretty cool. Like, at such a young age, and you're like, well, I care what my mom says, but I don't really give a shit what you have to say. You know? Mm-hmm. And Anicia was in the choir, and she was also a pretty good kid. Like, they never really had any problems with her. They all had cats. All of these girls had cats. They were all cat lovers. Oh, here, man. Anyways, Anicia was the one that introduced Morgan to the creepypasta website. And as soon as Morgan heard about Slenderman and every single thing that he could do, like the fact that he was preying on kids and that you could become a proxy for him, she started to think, wait, maybe I've seen him before. And that kind of sparked an interest in both of the girls because they were kind of feeding off of each other. One of them would say, yeah, like, this is what he does. He feeds on kids and he preys on them and he takes them to this mansion and he kills their entire family. And he's kind of like a guardian angel and we should go with him.
She sounded crazy.
They all crazy.
She sound insane.
You want to know how I know that they were insane?
It's... How?
Well, because it was proven.
What? Did they have... Did they all have some...
Not all of them. So, we will talk about this later because I want to get into everything else. But I will let you know that Morgan did have schizophrenia.
Continue.
Okay. Awesome. So we are going to go ahead and talk about what happened the day prior to the events. They were at Morgan's 12th birthday party. That was May 30th. And they had gone to a skate park. They went out to eat. They came home. They played games. They were on their tablets for a little bit. And Morgan had planned for that night to be the night that they would kill Bella. They thought about putting duct tape over her mouth and grabbing a kitchen knife and stabbing her right in the neck and covering her up and letting her bleed out while they ran out. They were going to do this at 2:00 in the morning. Morgan was going to put her headphones in so that nobody else would hear the alarm. She would wake up Anissa, and they would proceed with the plan. Now, they did actually wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. She did set her alarm. She did wake up. She woke up Anissa, but they couldn't go through it. They couldn't go through with it. They had chickened out, like the little bits that they were. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that. Anyways.
Well, I mean, if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits.
Lace it up and wear it.
Is it weird that I already know, like, all of your, like, little sayings that you love to say?
No.
No? Well, thank God.
So, what's today?
Today's the 11th?
It's almost 2 years.
Oh, that is true. Happy almost anniversary, babies.
Happy almost anniversary.
Anyways, we're sorry. The girls went back to sleep because Morgan said that she wanted to give Peyton one more morning. So they woke up. They let Bella sleep a little bit longer, and Morgan and Anissa ended up going upstairs and, well, no, they ended up going downstairs and they ended up eating some breakfast with the mom while Bella slept for a little bit longer, which Bella really thought it was weird because Morgan was always the type of kid that when they had sleepovers, they wouldn't want to ever go to like to bed. And the night prior, 30th on that night, Morgan instantly wanted to go to bed. Like as soon as they got home from the skate park, she instantly wanted to go to bed. And Bella was just like, well, that's freaking weird because you always want to stay up. And had she like known that this would have happened, she would not have. Like if she had just seen a tiny bit more, read into it a tiny bit more, she's like, if I had paid attention to my intuition. But we know that nobody ever saw this coming, not even the parents, because that same morning that they woke up and they left Bella to sleep a little bit longer, they had asked Morgan's mom if they could please go to the park by themselves. And usually Morgan's mom would not have let them do this because, I mean, they were tiny. They were 12-year-old girls. But because it was Morgan's birthday, she said, sure, why not? Go ahead and go, but please be safe. So these little bits had a backpack. And I have a picture of... I have a couple pictures. I have a couple pictures that I think you would really like to see. And one of them is a picture of their list that they had for supplies necessary. I want you to go ahead and see if you can read some of those.
Pepper spray, map of forest, camera, spray bottle. Is that cheesecake?
That's what it looks like, cheesecake.
The way to live, weapons, kitchen knife, flashlights.
Yeah. They found a bag full of that. And, oh, I don't even know where that picture went, but they had a bag that, like, they had a bag where they literally put granola bars in there. They had toilet paper. They had the kitchen knife literally just in there. Literally just in there, as if it was nothing. So they ended up taking Bella to the park that was relatively close to their house. In there, Morgan told Anissa, hey, you're going to have to do this because I'm just too squeamish. I can't do this. And so Anissa said, I mean, like, I can't do it, but she still took the knife. And they got in there. They took Bella into a stall and they made her sit there, and in right in front of her, they were talking about, like, hey, I can't do this. Like, I can't do this at all. And Bella was just like, what the fuck? This is really weird. Obviously, she did not say WTF, but paraphrasing. So, Anissa kept asking Bella, can you please just close your eyes? Because she had read somewhere on the creepypasta website that it is easier to kill somebody if they are unconscious, because it is easier to kill them if you can't see yourself in the reflection, because therefore you're not killing yourself. These were 12-year-old girls. These were 12-year-old girls. Yeah. So, because Bella was refusing to go to sleep, like Bella didn't want to go to sleep, Anissa put her fist on her forehead, on Bella's forehead, and she just jabbed her head back, hit the back of her head on the concrete wall. And obviously Bella was like, what's going on? And the girls once again chickened out. Yeah. And so you would think that at this point Bella would have been like, okay, like I'm going home. But because it was Morgan's birthday and she just did not understand. I mean, she's 12. She didn't understand what was going on. She was just like, no, I'm just going to keep on hanging out with them. Like, it's the right thing to do. I said I was going to hang out with them, so let me hang out with them. Her intuition was still calling out at her, and I'm surprised she agreed to this. But both Morgan and Anissa told her that they were going to go into the woods to birdwatch and to play hide and seek. Bella did not want to go. Somehow they convinced her, and so she started to walk into the woods with her two best friends, completely oblivious of what was to happen. When they get there, Morgan and Anissa are still fighting over who's going to be doing the killing and who's going to be standing back. Morgan tells Anissa, go ahead and take her. I'm going to count. Obviously, she wasn't going to count. She was just going to stay back a tiny bit, let them go up a little bit. And when they were about 5 feet away, she was going to pounce on Bella. That was Morgan's plan. So, what ended up happening was Anissa told Bella, lay down on the ground and cover yourself up in leaves. They were trying to do that because they weren't going to be able to put her down. So they thought that if they could get Bella to lay down, it would be easier. The next thing that happened was Morgan jumped on top of Bella. And immediately Bella was like, I can't breathe, get off of me. And Anissa shouts out, go crazy, go ballistic. And that's when Morgan stabs Bella 19 times. One right after another. And you can just hear Bella yelling at them like, I hate you. I can't believe you did do this. I trusted you. And Morgan just kept stabbing and stabbing and stabbing. She stabbed her 5 times on the arms, at least 5 more times in the legs, and a couple of times in her torso. She even stabbed her once near over here in the head, like in her temples. And you can see it when she's doing interviews. Like, the scars are still there. So after they were done with the stabbing, they told Bella, stay laying down, because Bella tried to get up, but she couldn't see, she couldn't breathe, she couldn't even walk. Like, if she was in so much pain, she couldn't feel it. And they told Bella, just lay down, that way you won't lose that much blood, or you'll lose blood slower. We're going to go ahead and go get you help. And obviously Bella knew that that's not what was happening. She knew that they were just going to leave. And that's exactly what they did. They proceeded to walk for 5 hours. Because they were trying to walk to Nicolet National Park. Because that's where they thought that the Slender Mansion What's that? Yeah, I know, baby. It gets a tiny bit better, and then it gets a tiny bit worse. So, the next thing that happens is that for one reason or the other, Bella finds the strength to get up and drag herself to the edge of the forest closest to the entrance. And by some luck, I don't know how the stars aligned and it was perfect, but by some luck, she was found by a civilian around 10 a.m. in the morning, and he called 911 and was able to get her help. Now, there is audios of all of this on YouTube, and I will be linking them down in the description. I would love to use them, but because I don't have copyright permission, I'd rather just not use them. I know that they are a public record, but I don't want to have them in a podcast and almost be like claiming them, because it's not my property. And it's definitely not something that I want to like.
So if someone wanted to go and listen to them, like we're doing here, where could they go?
There is this YouTube channel by the name of, oh my god, what is it called? Oh, here it is. No. Where is the YouTube channel? Okay, let me go find it for you guys real quick. I've been listening to it all day long. Okay, it's called Crime Vault. And they have the links right there as well in the description. They have links for both of the interviews for the girls. They have a list for a documentary. They also have all of the evidence on one of the videos. They have the 911 call. So if you guys ever want to go see any of these things, it will be there at Crime Vault. Peyton was rushed to the hospital once they got there. And the doctor said that if the blade had even gone in a width of a human hair more, she would have died. Because they stabbed her right in the chest. Yeah. So at this point, it had been almost 6 hours since the stabbing. And they still could not find Anissa and Morgan. In fact, the parents, they were completely shocked. They didn't know what the heck was going on. They just knew that Bella was in the hospital and that she had been stabbed. But they didn't know that it was Morgan and Anissa that had done that. So they were looking and looking and looking for them, and they found them miles away in the middle of the highway on I-94. Walking. They picked them up and they took them to the precinct. And
which police station was it?
Waukesha Police Department, I believe.
In what state?
Wisconsin. Now, apparently in Wisconsin, if you are over the age of 10, you can legally be interrogated without a parent present. And they do that specifically because they've noticed that children have a tendency of being more honest when there is no one there that can intimidate them, or that they don't have anyone there that they don't want to disappoint. So immediately these girls started talking. Morgan showed absolutely no freaking remorse. I'm not gonna lie to you. When she asked questions about Bella, she didn't really ask them because she cared about her. She just wanted to know if she had accomplished her mission. Her mission was to kill her friend to become a proxy for Slenderman, because she also did not want her parents to die. Now, that's not a good reason in anybody's book. Don't freaking kill people. No more moiter, please. Stinking moiter. Anyways, they immediately started talking. Anissa was showing more emotion. I will tell you that. She actually cried in her interview, and she almost immediately said, "The only reason I wanted to do this was to prove the people that did not believe in Slenderman wrong. I wanted to prove that Slenderman was real, but I soon realized he's not real." And she gave the detectives a little insight on what's going on with Morgan. She told them that Morgan sometimes hears voices in her head. So that's kind of why they started to think, well, maybe they're not competent to go through trial. They kept on figuring out what happened, so they kept asking them questions like, who is Slenderman? And both of the girls would say stuff like, well, he's a tall, faceless figure that has a lot of tentacles that can kill my family in 3 minutes or 3 seconds less. And I just didn't want my family to die, so I felt like it was necessary for us to kill Bella. Now, Morgan kept blaming everything on Anissa while Anissa was saying, hey, I stood back. I realized I shouldn't have stood back, but I didn't stab anyone. And Anissa was being 100% truthful while Morgan was being completely evasive. She said things like, Anissa was the one who told me to do this. Anissa was the one that brought it up. And it was just a lot of things like, where's Bella? Like, where's the one? Because Bella's the one that got stabbed, but Morgan is not the one who got stabbed. And the detective at one point said, well, she's in the hospital right now. And Morgan replied with, oh, she's alive? She didn't die? And she said, oh. Like, surprised that she almost did not, you know, complete the task of murdering her best friend. So that's what had happened in the interview. Once again, I am paraphrasing all of this because I do want you guys to go out there and do your own research and just look at this, because this is such a sad case. I am very happy that Bella ended up surviving, because I want everyone to survive. I don't want anyone to get murdered. So that's kind of what's going on at this point. Peyton made it through surgery, and she was doing pretty well, but it was time for the trial. And at the trial, they determined that these girls, like I said, were not competent to stand for trial. So Morgan ended up getting 40 years in a mental institution.
That's a surprisingly small sentence.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I think she would be in her late 50s when she would be getting out.
But she was if she was 12 when they committed it?
Mm-hmm.
She would be 52.
Okay.
52 or 53. Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But it's just surprisingly a very small sentence for such a gruesome murder, or a gruesome attempted murder.
So they were originally going to be tried as adults. Their lawyers tried their hardest to get them in juvenile court, but the judge said no. They attempted first degree murder, so they're going to get charged as adults. But because they can prove that Morgan has inherited schizophrenia from her dad, they were like, well, obviously she has schizophrenia. She cannot stand trial. And because Anissa it's this really weird disorder. I will find it and I will link it.
What is it?
I don't know what it's called.
What symptoms does she have?
I only heard like one or two things about it, which is kind of, there's something along the lines of it that is called the Madness of Two, which is where
they... Oh, she has multiple personality disorder.
No, that's not what they called it. This is different. This is where a person feeds off of the psychotic tendencies and the schizophrenic tendencies of said schizophrenic person. But they don't have to be schizophrenic. Like, they just feed off of the delusions of other people. And they can end up committing really horrible crimes. Some examples are, what's her name? The Ken and Barbie killer.
Okay.
Like those.
I've never heard of that, but okay.
So it's almost like when you love someone so much that if said partner wants to commit a murder, you go along with it.
Okay. So what about the other girl? She was the witness and was in the murder. She was involved in the murder. Anissa? Yeah. How many years did she get?
She was also going to get tried as an adult, but because they did find her, once again, incompetent to stand trial, she only got 25 years in a mental institution.
See, both of those just seem very light to me because you could have stacked the charges. The judge could have stacked the charges with, like, first degree attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder, and assault in the first degree, malicious intent and stuff like that, and just
especially because they have a lot of evidence
to keep them behind bars for the rest of their life so that they won't do this to hurt anybody else.
And Peyton wanted that. Peyton herself said, I want Morgan to be placed behind bars for the rest of her life. Anissa, not so much, because she just stood by. She does deserve to be in jail for a long time, but not the rest of her life. That was what Peyton had said. She had expressed that to her victim advocate. So, I mean, that just shows so much of how kind and amazing, you know, Bella was or is. Because for her to be able to say, like, you know what, Morgan did this to me, Anissa just stood there. And for her to be like, Anissa doesn't really deserve that much of a harsh sentence because she was kind of influenced by Morgan and she was able to forgive them so quickly and later on be able to say, like, I thank them for what they did to me. Because of what they did to me, I am who I am right now. I'm going to college. I'm studying to help people like them later on. And frankly, I think you're going to be more pissed off after I tell you what I found out today.
You know what would be crazy? Is if she turns out to be their psychologist inside of the mental institution.
Oh, dear Lord. Now, before I tell you guys the most ridiculous part, there is a couple of pictures that Morgan drew that I want you to see. Okay. So this is the first one. It says, I love killing people.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
There's someone there. You're fine. Now, there's also this one that she drove of Slenderman, and it has him laughing and saying, run. Now, I will be making a TikTok that has all of these pictures in there for you guys to go see them. And I will be making, like, little compilations of the rest of the interrogation videos. Yeah. There's also this one, No More Secrets. He cannot be harmed. Now, this one has a lot of, I should have been describing these, but this one has a bunch of circles with X's over it, and I wish I knew what she meant by that. The previous one to that one was a picture of Slender Man with X's over his eyes. So yeah, that was really creepy. They also drew this one where it's Slender Man, and they wrote the word safe over it, because Slender Man was also known to be a foe and a friend of children. He could, if you weren't willing to become his proxy, he would take care of you. But by becoming his proxy, you would have to kill someone, which is what these girls wanted to do. They also wrote this one, "You are a strange child. It will be of my use." That is technically speaking, what they're trying to say is that Slender Man is trying to say that to them. So, yeah. All of these weird.
That's creepy.
Creepy as fluff. And like I said, you guys are not going to be happy about what I have to say next, because today of all days, I decided, you know, why not? Let's just go ahead and check and see what's going on in the news. And guess who got released? Or guess who's going to get released?
Morgan?
No.
Anissa?
Anissa.
Okay.
Anissa's gonna get released. Her appeal went through on the 1st of July. And the judge said, sure, but with conditions. Now, there is not a whole lot of things going on when it comes to, like, information being released about it quite yet, because it just now happened, like, literally last week. But they do have another hearing that's going to be happening on September 10th or 12th. In case you guys are interested on it, we can make, like, an update.
This person said, I think X means Slender Man's victims he's killed. Basically, like, he's crossing them out.
Ooh, X could mean that, victims that he's killed. That does make a lot of sense. Oh, and Morgan tried to appeal her conviction back in 2017, but it was denied. She claimed that she was no longer a threat to anybody, including herself. But as a schizophrenic, I think she really needs to just take the time to truly try and heal.
How old are they now?
19.
It's not enough time. It ain't enough time.
Not in my point of view. They're about 19, 20 years old. Yeah.
I say give it enough time for Bella to be able to become a psychologist and give her a job at their mental institution.
Now, I do want to apologize real quick. This is only my third episode, and I get a little bit nervous, especially because I really am trying my hardest to get all of these stories out as great as possible. So if it's a little bit wonky, I'm sorry. I tried my best, and I will keep on getting better just as long as you guys keep on wanting to hear these stories. We have a couple of them picked out. If anybody has any stories out there that you guys want me to show off and just, like, do a case on, let me know at TikTok at Welcome to the Interweb. I will be right there all the time, because I love it and I love true crime. And if you guys have any shout outs that you guys want me to do at the end of the video or at the end of the podcast audio for Welcome to the Dark Web that have anything to do with true crime, just let me know and we will clip them in. And when I say true crime, I do mean like recent disappearances, recent murder cases that have been going on, even rape cases too. We need to get all of these voices out there because they deserve to be heard, especially those that are no longer here to talk for themselves. We have to be their advocates.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Now, like I said, we are now on the segment called Welcome to the Dark Web. Baby, this is your very first segment. Is there anything that you wanted to shout out that is a part of the true crime community that you think deserves to have some light?
If you see something, say something.
Good tip. Good tip. Now,
follow me on TikTok also.
That's not true crime, but I like it. Follow him on TikTok, King Maze 8296. Gotta plug it in. Shameless plug. The one thing that I did want to talk about was a small story that I recently heard of. I did tell my hubby over here about it. But it was about two kids. Their names are Kayla and Kristen. Their mom and themselves were abducted back in May 27th of 2014. So this was, oh my God, this was literally a couple of days before this case. That's wild. But they were abducted by the husband, the father of the kids, and the kids still have not been found to this day. So if there is anybody out there in Detroit, Michigan, that happens to know anything about the disappearance of Kristen and Kayla, please step forward. These kids deserve to have a family that love them, especially after their mother was brutally murdered by their own father. Like, the grandma wants them back, the aunt wants them back, and they deserve to be a part of a loving family. So please, I urge you guys, if you know absolutely anything about these two beautiful children, they disappeared in Detroit, Michigan. They were last seen wearing, I believe it was blue jeans and a jacket, and the baby boy was wearing a pair of gray sweatpants with a green and blue shirt. They were 6 months old, the boy, and the girl was 6 years old. Once again, the mom was murdered, and the last person to see them alive was this man named Timothy Jones, and he was the accomplice of the father. The father's name is Aaron Justice. So if you guys know anything, please, 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 do not hesitate. Call the FBI. Exploited children, they will answer and they will take the tip. Even though it's been 7 years, we cannot lose hope. These children deserve to come home and they need to come home. So once again, you guys have a good night. Thank you for being a part of this wonderful community we call the true crime community. My name is Jess. Follow us on TikTok at Welcome to the Interweb. It's on Spotify at Welcome to the Interweb, and Anchor at Welcome to the Interweb. All of it is Welcome to the Interweb. And you can follow me on my personal TikTok at Jessica Jeanette Hill, and that is GIL for the last name. And you can follow Mr. Maze at
King Maze 8296.
Baby, is there anything else that you want to say before you go to bed?
Black lives matter, brown lives matter. Keep fighting for what you guys believe in. It's Pride Month all year long.
Don't forget about the Asian Pacific Islanders. They matter too.
Yes, Asian Pacific Islanders, they matter too. And let's bring our people home. Let's stop this racial divide between all people, please.
Yeah, because we're all a part of one race, and it's called the human race.
Stop the hate.
Stop the hate. I can't relate.
Love you guys.
Okay, bye.